But I don't wanna die unenlightened.
Wow. Greetings, everybody. Greetings. Wherever you are. What an afternoon, or an evening, or morning. My name is Nana, and I'm coming to you from Seattle. Respect to the Duwamish people. This is the land of the Duwamish. It's where I got this from your last Insight Dialogue at the Barry Center. So I entreat everybody, before we get into this incredible evening, to just recognize that Seattle Insights is on Duwamish land. What a privilege. Let's take a breath together. Welcome. As I said, I am you. And today, I get to represent you and to welcome you to this special evening. And I'm the appetizer before the main thing, so I don't want to take too much time, but I have some important things to share with you. 2 words I want you to keep in mind. Intention and generosity. Intention and generosity. Perhaps this is the only time I'll ask Ken if I can ask everyone to come off mute to say it with me. Just come off mute for a second, please. Sorry, Tori. I had to do this. This is Tori's least favorite thing. Everyone say it with me. Intention.
Intention.
I want to feel it. Intention. Generosity. Hey, well, I'm not an entertainer. I'm a messenger. And my message is this evening is possible because of your generosity. Without your generosity, don't worry about trying to figure out my accent, I'm African. And I'm one of you. Without your generosity, this evening would not happen. I mean, who thought up this idea that there's a Buddhist rapper called Bon Eye? Like, what is that? And you're here. Because this is an expression of the Dharma through a contemporary lens. And it's because of the generosity of Bon Eye that we're here. And that's not possible without the generosity of Tuere and the generosity of many others, Susan, Kelby, Amanda, everybody, Ken, Deb. I'm looking at you, Deb. Cheryl. Who knew Cheryl was a hip hop head? And all the countless names that I haven't mentioned. Kate. It's a lot of generosity that's led to us being here. And it's because of your generosity that we've exceeded, I think, our Dharma Fund goal. But again, the technology of the Buddha spreads because of generosity. The generosity of all of you. The generosity of those who came before you with Seattle Insights. And those who started this. It's because of the countless generosity of the lineages that we are connected to that we're here, which is why I want to remind you about Dana. Dana is an opportunity for you to experience joy. You know this. Who am I to tell you this? Because your intention prior to giving gives you the privilege of experiencing joy. Who doesn't want to be joyful? I want to be joyful. When you give Dana, you experience joy again. But of course, your intention is important, you see. Intention. We share this together. And after you give Dana, you feel joy again. How do you lose? So why are we stressing the importance of Dana? Generosity. Because it's the key foundation for giving up. Giving up our attachment to craving. Therefore, the act of giving, exercising that, reinforces the notion of the path to nirvana. You know this. Who am I to tell you this? Well, who am I? I'm you. That's why. I'm not. So, give. Don't wait. You can do it on your phone. I know, I see your phone over there, Linda Hoffman. Warren, you gave so much. Give again. Why not? Audrey Pitigliano, I see you. Janelle. Takaki, how's life in Portland? Experience generosity. Experience joy. Because in the giving, whether it's to the fund, Michelle Jackson, whether it's to the teachers who are going to be teaching tonight, and I know our guest has offered to give up his Dana to our Dharma Fund. Can you see generosity? It's an echo chamber. Isn't it Sean and Bruce? John Martinez? Tom and Melissa, I see you. Sue? Yes. David Salo? Come closer. Come closer, David. Donna. So with that, with the spirit of the intention of this practice that we are all a part of, especially in this time, these times, my goodness, what a privilege to be on this path with all of you at this time. And I'll be remiss if I didn't ask this question. Suze will give me a hard time. Who's coming here for the first time? Use the raise hand feature or just raise your hand. Who's never been here before? Dan and Iris, I see you. Who else? Alex Krongel. Rosie. Come back. Come back. Saite, I hope I'm saying it correctly. Come back. You are not here by accident. This is a community of generous people in these times. These dark times. It's not easy to be generous because what's out there does not call for reciprocal generosity, just retaliation. So I beseech you to give of your time, of your resources, of your intention. But when I speak of dana, I mean of your cash as well. So with that said, and in Sousa's words, if you've given before, thank you, give again. And if you just gave, give again. How am I doing, Sousa? The kids are here, Ben Gate, Daphne Shiloh, I love you. My wife's here somewhere too. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you at the end. Tori, give thanks.
Nana, you're special. I just want to give a shout out to Jen K. And is this Indra Yani? Is that how you pronounce your name? All right, good. So thank you all for coming. This is, I know why Nana is so hyped up. It's so special for us. We've never done anything like this at Seattle Insight, but this is so important. When Nana actually brought it forward for us and said, wanted to bring this person born I, and it was such a unique opportunity. And being a Black Insight teacher, it's not very often that I get to introduce someone culturally connected to me, not just as a teacher, but culturally connected to me in several ways. So I'm honored and with great pleasure to introduce Ofosu to us. But I want Ofosu to us. I want to say a couple of things about him, though. One is we have the same teacher. Nana, myself, and Ofosu all have Bhante Buddharakita as our teacher. And I just know, my knowing of Bhante Buddharakita, he's a no-playing kind of monk. And so I'm sure I have not been with him as long as Ofosu has. He's been with him for, I think it's over 20 years. He's been practicing and studying the Dhamma. So he knows the Dhamma. So what do you do when you know the Dhamma, but your world that you live in is rap, and you're a rapper and you're out in the world from rap? And what you do is you sprinkle a little Dhamma in your rap, the same way we've always sprinkled a little bit of Dhamma in our work world. But then the more he became into the Dhamma, the more he began to teach and share the Dhamma. And now he's a Dhamma teacher that raps. Somehow this transition happened from being a rapper that spewed or spit a little Dhamma to being a Dhamma teacher that raps. It's such a beautiful awakening and opportunity that we have. So it's not just his Dhamma. It is the hearing of his Dhamma in unique and different ways to begin to see the breadth of Dhamma, how wide it is, how many people in all different walks of life are connected to this Dhamma. And the more we see how wide it is and how broad it is, the more we are able to relate to one another and people we see all over the place. So you see some rapper walking down the street or some person down the street, you can just assume they don't know Dhamma. But now, after you hear this, you're going to begin to give it a second thought that they might know Dhamma just like you. And you can speak to them from that place. Ofosu teaches in Washington, D.C. at Tara Brach's center there. I think it's Washington Inside. I'm not sure what the actual, I think it's Washington Inside Meditation Center, but that's where he teaches in Tara Brach's center. And he's been teaching there. He's been teaching, isn't it the family meditation class that you've been teaching for 17 years? This is someone with some deep Dhamma. We're not here just to hear music, even though I'm looking forward to it. We're here to hear music and to feel the Dhamma in ways that we may not normally feel it. To listen to Dhamma and to hear the wisdom of the Buddha and just hear it from someone that we haven't heard before. So open our hearts and our minds with a level of curiosity. And Ofosu's going to lead us in the meditation, actually. So if you're ready, we are certainly ready. And if we could spotlight him, people can move to the gallery view if they want to. But Ken, if you could spotlight him, then we'll start there. And people could move.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man. Yo, Ken Tuere, am I saying your name right? Yo, Ken.
Yes.
Nana, do y'all remember where we were 10, 15 minutes ago? We were, oh, Tuere was there too. We were, y'all, let me tell y'all how this path and this practice shows up, because I mean, I've been referring to the mental and emotional states that arise in my experience as like winds or ghosts. And that, so I rehearsed, there's a lot of different technical, first of all, let me look at everybody.
Hold on. Let me look at everybody. Okay. I can't see everybody. I can see some of y'all. Okay, let me go back to, what's the view? Okay, I'm gonna scroll through and look at you. Hello, David and Cheryl and May and Janelle and Susan and Takaki and Nawa and Iris and Sue and Debbie and Deb and Suze and Bonnie and Sue and Dan, Iris and, hold up, what'd I say? What'd I say? Wait, I missed somebody. Okay, actually, if I do this, it'll be very long, but I see some Black people, so I'm gonna say, what up, Michelle? And hold up. Okay, all right, so now, okay, what am I gonna do here? Okay, I'm just leaving on random folks.
Yo, there were so many technical settings in order for this thing to get pulled off. And everything just to a T, you know, my sound guy helped me, you know, took precious time out of his day to help me. So of course I'm just like, boom, everything's going to be smooth. And we get on and I can't hear anything. I can't hear my music. I can't hear y'all. And then I called my guy who said, absolutely at this time, do not call me. But I was like, I'm flipping out. I don't know what to do. And then we tried everything. Then I was like, let me just jumped out of Zoom, came back. And meanwhile, this wind, this ghost of panic is arising and it's taking hold, residence right here. And it's beginning to churn, that slow churn of death. So I'm watching it. I'm noticing it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I feel you. But let's not rise to the occasion yet, panic ghost. Just chill. So then I jump out of Zoom. I come back. Nothing. I can't hear my music. I can't hear nothing. I can hear myself. So then I'm just like, you know what? And I'm like copping a little attitude now, just in my, I'm noticing I'm getting a little hot, but like, who are you mad at, dude? Anyway, I'm like, I'm just going to restart this thing. You know, that's how it was. This is my first time with a Mac. So back in the Windows world, you just restarted the thing. Dude, I restarted this thing. Do you know what it did? It started downloading the new iOS. Yo, it said 25 minutes is going to take. So now Panic Ghost is, but then, man, that's the gift of this practice, you know, because then all of a sudden it was just all of a sudden, then the refuge, the guardian of equanimity arose and just said, you know, there's not, what's, are you going to die if this doesn't pan out the way that you wanted it to? Can't you still deliver a meditation and a talk? Can't you deliver your songs a cappella? Don't you still have, you know, your singing bowls and some other faculties? You know, don't you, all is not lost. So just relax. And, you know, the panic ghost is not going to help you here. So just offer the panic ghost a little bit of love. And so I did. But now, that's not to say that it all subsided, but the raging storm that the ghost was bringing definitely chilled out. And I found a way to be at peace with what would be the worst possible scenario for all that I tried to prepare for today. But yeah, I didn't completely fall apart. And then while Nana was delivering that beautiful opening, I'm sitting here checking like, yo, when is iOS going to load? Is it going to load? Is it going to load? And then I just said to myself, dude, no. So it's a quote by Alan Watts that said, no amount of anxiety has ever moved anything further along ever. I'm paraphrasing, but it's something to that effect. And so I said that to myself. I said, no amount of watching the pot boil is going to make it boil any faster. So just relax. As soon as I did that, bam, plug in. Then here I am. Whew. So I put on my leather jacket just to feel a sense of comfort because I was feeling really out there. So just to check, y'all can hear me, right? I haven't just been rambled. Yes. Awesome. Okay. My friends. Whew. Talk about arriving. Let's give ourselves permission to arrive. I think before we begin our sit, hey, Nana, can you do me a favor? Can you text me how much time I have so I can keep an eye on it? Because I set a timer, but I'm not sure. I also, before we begin our meditation, I want to acknowledge that I am joining you from the Washington, D.C. area, Rockville, Maryland, which was home to the land of the Sioux, the Cherokee, and the Iroquois. And I want to honor them. I want to honor all of the slaves who passed through Maryland on the Underground Railroad, who fought for their freedom. If you've ever been to rural Maryland in the night, man, it is black and scary. To imagine my ancestors trudging through the deep, dense cold to get to freedom, you know, fills me with awe and deep admiration. So I put my hands together for the native indigenous people whose land this was in the beginning, and to my ancestors who moved through this land as slaves and who found freedom journeying through this land as well. Their legacy is all of ours. All right, here's a text from Nana. Okay, okie dokie, artichokey. So let's adjust my timer. Cancel. Now we're going to bust this down. Okie dokie. Let's begin. I'm going to begin with a little chant. You can close your eyes. You can turn off your... Hey, I see some friends in here. All right. So let's give the Buddha a shout out to begin. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Vyasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. All right, my friends. Can someone give me a thumbs up if you can still hear me okay? All right, thank you so much. So for the next 10 to 12 minutes or so, we will just give ourselves permission to arrive in this moment. So the invitation is for you to find a posture that feels comfortable. If that means lying down, that's perfect. If that means standing, that's perfect. If it means sitting, also perfect. And I suppose you could walk if you like. Or recline. But the idea for this practice is to be a little bit more stationary and more still. Allowing yourself to come home. Come home to this body. Come home to your heart. Come home to this very moment. Where else could you be but right here and right now? Oh, dear one. You are so welcome. Notice that next breath you take. That is nature affirming your space right here, right now. Each breath is a welcome. Dearest one, notice your heartbeat. Every beat of your heart is nature's way of saying yes to your existence in this moment. Wonderful one. Notice the feeling of your body in contact with the earth beneath you. The gentle pull of gravity. The space that you occupy in this moment. How could you occupy this space if there wasn't space for you? You are welcome. All of you is welcome. Just relax. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be.
Dearest one, do you know that feeling when you take off a heavy backpack after carrying it around all day, or putting down luggage after a long journey, or taking off shoes after a great hike? That feeling of, ah. Beautiful one, allow the past and the future to drop away from your mind. Unburden yourself and let your mind sigh a sigh of relief. And let your body do the same. My friend, today there have been so many words, so many thoughts. Let's take a moment to be together in silence. And in this silence, we might let our awareness rest on the rising and falling of each breath. Noticing what it feels like to breathe. Or we might open our ears to the coming and going of sounds around us. Or we might allow our awareness to live in the body and feel whatever sensations arise. Or we might let our awareness move through all of these, through breath, sound, and body. Let's be together in silence for a few moments and rest. Rest your mind, rest your heart, rest your body. And know what's there with love. If the mind goes on a journey to this place or that. It's not a problem. You just notice. And in that moment, you are aware again and back. Come back to the body, back to the breath, back to sounds, back to this moment. My friend, I'd like to invite you now to check in with your heart, check in with your body, check in with your mind. In the same way that you might ask a dear friend or a loved one, how are you right now? Ask your heart. Ask your body, ask your mind, how are you right now? Asking sincerely, without judgment, with deep care. And listen. Right now, it's like this. The heart says, right now, it's like this. The mind says, right now, it's like this. And in the same way that you would receive the answers of a dear friend or loved one, receive the answers of your body, mind, and heart with that same care. And based on how you're doing right now, what words of love, encouragement, forgiveness, compassion. What words might you offer a dear friend who was feeling the same way? Whatever you might say to someone you love who feels how you feel right now, offer those same words to yourself, to your body, to your heart, to your mind. It might even be helpful to put a hand over your heart and a hand over your belly and send that goodness inside. It might not be comfortable for everyone to do this, and that's okay. Appreciate yourself for making the effort. Could be as simple as, I love you. I'm here for you. I know. I know. I'm sorry. Congratulations. I'm happy for you. You can do it. Whatever you need to hear. Let's take a few deep breaths together, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. May you be filled with loving kindness. May you be well. May you be peaceful and at ease. May you be happy. May we be filled with loving kindness. May we be well. May we be peaceful and at ease. May we be happy. All right, dear ones. Take another breath together. And when you're ready, open your eyes and come back. Okay. All right. Now. All right, let's look at time. Let's do some time management because that is not my strong suit at all. Okay, all right. I feel comfortable enough to take my jacket off because I start putting this thing on as soon as the calendar says September. I don't care. It is 80 degrees. It's time. But man, that technological debacle put, but we're here now. How's everybody doing? Everybody all right? Can everybody still hear me okay? Yeah? Okay. All right. I need to give this jacket a name. Shirley? I'm not sure. Boy. So I could not come up with like a pre-planned thing to say to y'all. I just wanted to see everybody. And I had a little sit before we started all of this. And, you know, the name of my album is called In This Moment. And the name of my record label is called You Are Enough. And those two phrases came up for me in my meditation, thinking to myself, like, what am I going to do? And then the words arose, like, in this moment, you are enough. And I think that that's all I ever really want to share with people, is to remind. So, you know, first, let me tell y'all that I have not achieved anything. I can't, you know, I just haven't quit. I just have continued. My practice has not been easy and I have not really enjoyed it too much, but it has been such an important part of my life though, and I haven't given up. And so, you know, I encourage each and every one of you not to give up on yourselves, to be kind to yourselves, and to remember that you are enough. The space you occupy, who you are, what you've got, that's good. You got it. You know, same thing I said to myself when everything fell apart. Like, dude, you can still do something. You still have something to offer, you know. As long as you draw breath, there is hope, there is grace. So, yeah, I am also guilty of toxicity. You know, if you run my history back, yes, there's definitely a bunch of toxic potholes there. So I want to, you know, in honor of my teacher, all my teachers, my ancestors, everybody, you know, who I represent, you know, there have been times where I haven't represented them in the best way. So I want to own that as well. But to also normalize, you know, making mistakes and being, you know, and evolving. So there's a lot of times where I come in front of groups and I feel like, you know, am I worthy enough of doing, like, have I done enough to say anything? And I'm not sure, but
I definitely have continued to stay in the game. And staying in the game has allowed me to not harm myself when I thought of harming myself. Staying in the game has allowed me to practice self-compassion and to hold my anxiety, my intrusive thoughts, my pain, my trauma, childhood trauma, sexual trauma, trauma of being Black, to hold all of those babies inside me that cry, to hold them all with love. You know, when a baby is crying, you can't reason the cry out of that baby. You can only hold it and let it know that you're there and that you understand. And even all those words are, you know, essentially moot. Just being present with love is all that's really going to assuage the cries of the babies inside. So my friends, I want to encourage you to please be kind to yourself. I was listening to Mama Aisha, who is a teacher here at the Insight Meditation Community of Washington, and a few other sanghas. And she was like, you know, it is just hard out here right now. Like, let's just admit that it's just rough right now. Like, so it's rough. It's rough. Like, there's just, uncertainty is the name of the game in life. But man, this is uncertainty just ratcheted up to the highest level. And each one of us has our core beliefs that might be at odds with our family and friends' beliefs. And I mean, it is just a very, very difficult time. So to pause and to be still, to remember that you are enough, that in this moment you are enough, is a revolutionary act. This whole path is counterintuitive. It's to go against the stream. And right now the stream is just so full of vitriol and hatred and fuckery. And you know, it's so easy. It's all of that is so seductive. When you meditate and you feel the arising of an emotion, you know, it's like a horse. And it just takes off, and then the mind like jumps on it, and then bam, you know, and they're off. But you know, to go against the stream is to, you know, is to watch the horse want to bust out of the stable and just to rub its back and say, well, you know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Right now, this moment, it's enough. That's it. All we have to do is breathe right here, right now. So I don't have anything profound to say. I've not realized anything too profound except to continue loving yourself and continue to be present and to offer love to that which is in pain. Yeah. Having a 5-year-old will teach you that, because sometimes I'm just like, dude, just go to bed. But, you know, then guess who's not going to bed? That kid who's crying because you snapped at him. And the counterintuitive thing to do when you know, when your little one's acting up is just to go pick him up and give him a hug and just be like, it's okay, baby. I get it. I understand. And then to think to yourself, what's it like to be 5 and all these giants walking around you telling you what to do? That must suck. All right, let me just give this kid a hug, you know. This is a wild situation for him to be in. So we remember when we know it's hard for ourselves, we look around and we're like, man, it must be hard for them too. So give, you know, when you find that you're crying out inside, don't beat yourself up. Don't snap at yourself, you know. Just hold yourself with kindness. And let that vibration of kindness extend to everything around you. And you will change your pocket of the world in so doing. All right. It's time for some raps. Let me read a quote. I just got so many rando quotes here. And I just love playing Pima Children Roulette. So I'm just going to be like, throw this quote and just pick which one I see. Bam. I didn't throw it that hard. I have the quote in front of me that I wanted to read. Full disclosure. Okay, here we go. It helps to remember that our practice is not about accomplishing anything, not about winning or losing, but about ceasing to struggle and relaxing as it is. Friends, Just relax. That is what we are doing when we sit down to meditate. And this attitude spreads into the rest of our lives. Yeah, not how I used to practice. Not I used to practice like, yeah. Man, so many bad habits. And, you know, thank you so much to my teacher, Bhante Buddhawarkhita. And, oh my gosh, all the black women who have taught me, my mother, my mother-in-law, my wife, Venerable Panyawati, Don Scott, even Mama Aisha Tuwere. I mean, I just want to shout out all the beautiful black women who have taught me the Dharma in my life. Slowly but surely learning how to find ease in my practice. All right, y'all, it's time for some raps. Are y'all ready? All right, let's see if these technical mechanicals worked or not. Man, I got a new set of gold teeth. After the technical issues, I was like, let the Buddha's gods not strike me down with these gold teeth. So let me chill. All right, hold on.
All right. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, let me know if y'all can. Oh, okay. So,
First, I'm going to just press something and then y'all are going to tell me if you hear it.
Walk with me. Walk with me. Yes. Oh, gosh. It worked.
Ah, thank you, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Okay. So, I just released an album. It's called In This Moment. I'm very, very proud of it. And these are some songs from it. That's it. That's all I got. Okay, here we go. This song is called Walking Meditation. Raindrops on pine needles, my mind needs you. Concentrate on my navel for the sublime see-through. I write in Hebrew, Amharic, Sanskrit, and Pali. May all your Krishnas be Hari. May all your Lamas be Dali. Satchit, Ananda, the Swami, Sundara, Siddhartha, Sati, Samadhi. My children's names were my aspirations embodied. There's a storm outside my window as I'm writing this. I wrote another line and then the lightning hit. A frightening gift. I might just switch back to something electronic to bother y'all. I'm in between the feeling of an olive branch or Molotov. I often walk the corridors of mental space with pensive haste. Investigate the illusory nature of my mental states. It's best to say nothing till it's best to say something. And I'm coming with an army, we don't hesitate nothing. The return of the rebels coincide with the return of the devil. Open-minded is my permanent level. I hope that I can reach the firmament level and graduate into the moment when the puppet takes his turn as Geppetto. My attitude is red Reebok, Marcella tabby shoes with leather kilts and brooches of Ganesh on biker jackets too. It's altitudes to this, like bouts with pugilists. The sun don't ever have to prove it's lit, no matter who resists the crucifix combined with the Dharma, like the shine of my armor. Call it grace and compassion, that's my favorite action. I've been thinking about it and dreaming about it and speaking to all of my people about it and reading about it and bleeding about it and patterning all of my breathing around it. And while I'm alive, find some meaning around it, from talking about it to being about it. Seeker who finally reached and he found it, my last incarnation of leaving without it. Man, I wrote this 5 days before submitting this album. But I'm very happy that I do. So that song is called Walking Meditation, produced by my brother Tim Hicks. Hey, hey, boom. Yeah, and it's okay, you know, so if you want to like sway to any of this, if you want to do like just like a Buddhist rock, you know, I don't know how we're supposed to do this, but we're going to do it. There is another song coming up, but see, I'm looking at myself, so I want to look at the thing so I can see the thing. Okay, all right, here we go. Bam. All right.
To have lost their way.
Well, DJ scratched the record. This next song is called New Avatars.
May I become at all times, both now and
how's it forever sounding? Can I get a thumbs?
A protector, yeah, of those without protection. A guide for those who have lost.
And throughout this, I just want you to remind you to just say something kind to yourself.
A bridge for those with rivers to cross. a sanctuary for those in danger, a lamp for those without light, a place of refuge for those who lack shelter, and a servant to all in need. For as long as space endures, and for as long as living beings remain, until then may I too abide to dispel the misery of the world.
This is for all the new avatars. 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 This is for all the new battle scars. It's a big universe after all. It's been a journey I've traveled far. I'm letting go of the handlebars. This is for all the new avatars. 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 Still on a mission for peace of mind. So my position got redefined. And though I still feel the need to shine, pray for the wisdom to see when blind. Walking and speaking and talking while dreaming. Somewhere in between is the part that I'm seeking. I'm part of the sky, part of the street. Cause I grew up when Christopher Wallace was breathing. I'm walking with demons, walking with Buddhas. The truth is I'm friends with both Jesus and Judas. I meditate on how my breathing is ruling. Been reincarnated since Caesar was ruling. Seeking improvement, seeking instruction. Sometimes it feels like I'm just seeking destruction. My happiness still doesn't equal my suffering. Sometimes I wish I could hit reset or something. But this is the moment, this is the moment. No way to go, homie, this is the moment. Closing my eyes and my spirit is open. I pray for compassion and wisdom to flow in. I just want to thank you for taking the time, for hearing me out and what weighs on my mind. And to your own self, find a way to be kind. I pray that you take it one day at a time. Cause this is for all the new avatars. All the new avatars. This is for all the new avatars. This is for all the new avatars. This is for all the new battle scars. It's a big universe after all. It's been a journey I've traveled far. I'm letting go of the handlebars. This is for all the new avatars. 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 Still on a mission for peace of mind. So my position got redefined. And though I still feel the need to shine, pray for the wisdom to see when blind. For all the new avatars. For all the new avatars.
So let's breathe. This next song needs no introduction.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Homage to the jewel that's within the lotus. I sit still and I begin to focus. I know the feeling when you're feeling hopeless. The only thing that's real is in this moment. Life is still a mystery, futuristic history. Couldn't see the present and I used to let it get to me. Healing transformation, needed amputation from the things I was afraid of. For my inner activation, I was watching Aristotle. Philosophies I borrow, yesterday is not tomorrow. So today is what I follow. Gifted by the present, I'm lifted by the essence of my great-grandmother who predicted my ascendance. So why I feel so low though? Really, I don't know though. Maybe it's the cocoa water ceilings I ignore so. Maybe it's the vocals of the teachings I ignore so. Now I feel it in my spirit, manifested in my torso. I admit I'm blinded, women golden diamonds. All my insecurities expressed through my desires. Take me for the love of it, hate myself because of it. Still I sit in meditation waiting for the mothership. What have I discovered through my blood and through my struggle? Maybe wisdom is the belt and then compassion is the buckle. Recognize the emptiness combined with inner friendliness. If I ever forget it, I just pray that I remember this. Om Mani Padme Hum. The answer is the question is the answer. Love and understanding represented by the mantra. In this world of murder and fear and hate, hard to figure out what is real and fake. All my travels across the interstate, took me deeper into that inner place. Beginner's mind is silence, ignorance is violence, anxiety is terrible, and mine is so unbearable that if I ever overcome it, it'll be a miracle. I know I'm here to witness who I am, but through the mirror's view, cause every day is heaven and every day is hell. Every day I fall apart, every day I prevail. Rising and falling like the night into the morning. I've been fighting all along to be a light inside the storm, but maybe I should let it go. Scan the body head to toe and hold myself with kindness when self-hatred is susceptible. Understand the moment is another passing episode, and if it gets too difficult, I just take a breath and go.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
The answer is the question. The question is the answer. Love and understanding represented by the mantra. The answer is the question. The question is the answer. Love and understanding represented by the mantra.
So, yes, this mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, homage to the jewel in the lotus, the inseparable union of wisdom and compassion is the way for freedom of the heart and mind. It's a mantra that's very important to me and to my family. It's how we greet each other and how we go away. I say to my kids, Om Mani Padme, and they all say, Hum. It's pretty dope. But it's a guiding light for me, and I'm very happy I turned it into a song. Shout out to my brother Daniel, aka Dark, who also delivered this at the last minute. These are the last minute jams, actually. Yeah, I am. What time is it? When I teach the kids and I go, what time is it? Everybody goes, 30. Bam. Yeah, when I go, what time is it? The kids go, right here. And then, where are you? Right now. Dude, where did my phone go though, bro? Oh, right. Okay, yeah. In this program, gonna be going rogue. But don't worry, it's gonna be fine. We're just adding more visuals. I promise it'll be okay. This song is called Joshua. It's not on the album. It's an oldie but goodie. You see me fly when I'm writing. This is that GND moment. Call it the rise of the Titans. Picture perspectives of paragraphs. Preaching power persistently. Who vanished from the world and returned. Shrouded in mystery. A dreamer for real. What I think and I feel. These darker forces. They closing and plotting. Scheming my skill. When I'm in front of the Lord. And all my secrets reveal. Will I discover repentance after I bleed and I heal. And I meditate on the meaning. Feeling awake when I'm dreaming. Edens. I'm basically healing from conversation with demons. Police is aiming them bullets. First they aim and they pull it. Then they claim that he deserved it. Cause the sweater was hooded. I put it all in the journal. Ain't got no one to turn to. Calling me Dante Alighieri. I learn this inferno. I'm just a scholar with dollars on my daughter. Wearing Prada, none of any can stop us. They just follow after we pop up like a mafia don. Pray for peace in my soul. Satan will chop at your fingers soon as you reach for your goal. But none of my niggas is scared. We came equipped to prepare. It's that unspoken feeling you can feel in the air. See, my mother was Buddhist and my father was genius. And I was studying Bibles because my idol was Jesus. I put it all in together between that fall and December. Made a path on my own, man. That's all I remember. And you can judge if you want. I'm just being a man. I can't ignore the composition of my DNA strand. First, everybody was doubting. Now, the kiss on the I guess I needed it to balance my position as king. And I'm drinking vodka with poets and rolling ganja with doctors. Writing the spirit of my lyrics, I'm a conduit author. So many great but don't know it, so they wait for the moment. But a real boss, no, you gotta take it and own it. Look for a theme in my verses. It's Lamborghinis and churches and rising up from the bottom when you feel like you're worthless. So many nights I remember I just wanted to end it. I awoke the next morning feeling like I resurrected. These second chances is given. I could master the mission. Find the freedom of the spirit in the land of the living. Pray what we learn it can heal us and let the journey complete us. And if I burn along the way, then I'll return like the phoenix. AKA Breath Control 101. That's that, you know. So I come from the Burmese tradition. You're not supposed to talk about how meditation helps you do mundane things, but let me tell you. To me, rolling, we all on admission. Let me tell you, those years of diaphragmatic breathing down into the belly, like all those Sayadaws in Burma, that shit used to be so uncomfortable, but it really helped. language warning. Sorry, y'all. Picture me rolling when we all on that vision. There is no inherent quality to anything, not even language. As long as it conveys, you know, meaning that's not meant to be harmful, I think we are good here. That is, you know, some circular reasoning there, but you know what I'm saying. Hey. New day, but I'm shining. Thought I'd lose faith, but I'm rising now. We up early, birds chirping, meditation, insert words, reincarnate, repeat, respond, make a new degree of that first version. Black holes in my black soul, I watch that close while I stack goals. I see starbursts, and it's all worth when it all hurts, but it's all first. Every aftermath has an origin. I hear the angels' voices when they pouring in. I've been shot down, but I resolve to win. Reach the light and I absorb it in. Seek the realest truth, be the realest you. Seek the fearless till you really feel it's you. Ride around and I'm balling all these tattoos, my calling all these symbols, what I've been through without stalling. This that fast life, I don't act twice, reminisce on my past life, and you can see what could the future be when you reflect on what I did last night. Tell my people keep hustling, this that comeback from that suffering, touchdown in that fourth quarter, you three down, but keep busting now, them arms up and them charms up in that sky filled with that stardust, and we forgive all the somebodies who took aim and tried to stop us. Why we keep to me rolling when we all on that vision, yeah. That mission, picture me rolling and we all on that. Hey. Picture me rolling and we all on that vision. Picture me rolling and we all on that grind. Picture me rolling and we all on that mission. Rolling a team full of fellas, releasing their arrows the moment I tell them to go. I move in silence until it's too late, then we reach out, strike, venomous blow. All that we want to inspire the people to know what that they have within them is good, and heaven is open to everyone, whether you 100-foot yachted or live in the hood. This is my life, these are my words, used to imbibe, I don't need it, I swerve. And if you can hear this, whoever you are, I just want you to know that you a star, not celebrity type, but the energy type, like the light in the evening that helps us to write. Combine it with meaning and love and insight. When you jump off that cliff, you are ready for flight. This is my life, these are my thoughts, these are the words of the one of the cause, reflected back at you so you can see clearer. Your ears are the face and the song is the mirror. Picture me rolling and we all on that vision, yeah. Picture me rolling and we all on that grind. Picture me rolling and we all on that mission. Picture me rolling and we all on that time. Picture me rolling and we all on that mission. Picture me rolling and we all on that grind. All of us search for the perfect system, the perfect way to live our lives, the perfect way to find our way through the maze of existence. Very seldomly do we surrender to the beautiful chaos that is momentary, everyday existence. One moment, one breath, the story of the entire universe, in every second, in every step. That is the perfect system. You live in it already. You are already free. You are already enlightened. You are already perfect. All we need to do is recognize what we are. All we need to do is see each other clearly, see ourselves clearly. You are enough. We are enough. The climb, the grind, the hustle, the practice is only to arrive at what we already are. Perfect. I invite you, my friends, to take a deep breath in. As you breathe in, you say the words, I am. And as you breathe out, say the words, enough. So the Unenlightened video is a Buddhist allegory about contending with greed, hatred, and delusion. So me in that video, I represent the practitioner. My son, Siddhartha, represents compassion. My wife, Ayana, represents wisdom. And my friends played greed, hatred, and delusion. And so I tried to, both me and, so I tried to defeat them by force. And, you know, my son had like a force, you know, Star Wars powers. And, you know, so it was like a compassionate knockout. But they all rose again. And, it, you know, when wisdom got reunited with compassion, we dropped our arms and just sat and allowed, you know, the those three poisons to present themselves fully. And then, bam, we're on the road together, chilling. Everything's cool. So that was the whole impetus behind that. And let's listen to some more music as we cool down. I want to know. Okay, I got to see if I can see y'all. What's the view that I want to see? Okay. All right. Tell me if y'all can hear. Tell me if y'all can hear this. How's that sound? You can hear the bowls. All right. Thank you all so much for bearing with what is undoubtedly a first-time experience for many. All right, here, listen. Is that coming through okay? Yeah? Okie dokie, artichokey. You can tell I'm a dad. Only dads say shit like that. Here we go. When I was a baby, mama kissed me and pinched fat. Living in a land where it's simple to lynch blacks. Drinking all alone on a stoop and I sit back. Try to see the brightness in the world, but it's pitch black. Words from the savior, love your neighbor is intact. Some out of translation, getting lost in the syntax. You could take the culture, take the clothes, but I've been black. First time I heard the word nigga was 6 Jack, and homie was 6'2". Skin was the color of kids' glue. I never held the hate in my heart, it slipped through. But it seemed the country never got the memo. They just Uncle Ben, you hunt and get you. Cops are dead, you take indictments off the menu. Jim Crow back again, black Brandon Lee shit. I just throw a black fist, pledging my allegiance. They just wanna dance though, they don't wanna read shit. All they want is Sambo, all they want is Heathcliff. I'm too uncomfortable to be Huxtable. The fuse burning down and the vibe is combustible. The blues got me down, baby, I don't discuss it though. Black in America, forever in hustle mode. Fits killing blacks and it's no charge. 5-0 killing blacks like it's no pride. Ku Klux Klan back again like the home squad. Feel like the away team advantage is no odds. Some of us take a pill, some meditate and chill. Coping with the pain that America hate us still. Some of us take a pill, some meditate and chill. Coping with the pain that America hate us still. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Game of Thrones, it's the King's Landing. Giving hell where the winter fell, then we swing cannons. With every moment passing and all of my distractions, feeling like the life I live is haunted by assassins. Spend a dark night under the heavens, enough to utter the question, am I alone or am I under protection? The King's Iron Throne, I alone flying home. Make them down on chrome, black palace, white castle, to the sky I roam. Silent poems whispered in the samurai's dream. Granted, I seem battered by the battles I've seen. This is born, I'm music for sages through the unusual ages, and now they never question who is the greatest. What is profit to a man who gained the world and lose his own soul? Fo-fo, when that chrome gold, then it's closed though. Afterlife, there is the reincarnation. King without a crown on some Ichabod Crane shit. Swore that I would rep it, though the Soros eyes confess it. They don't really want peace, they just polarize the message. But what's the message? All life is precious. My team will represent it until all eyes respect it. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. But since we can breathe, let's all breathe a deep breath for those who can no longer breathe. Let's breathe for those who have been taken from us, from violence, racism, police brutality, systemic racism, violence against women, violence against black women, violence against trans people, violence against trans youth, violence against everyone in the LGBTQ community who identifies, violence against all of our brothers and sisters who can't breathe right now. Let's breathe for them. Let's breathe a revolutionary breath of kindness, a breath that vows never to repeat those acts of hatred in this moment. That is a revolutionary breath.
That is a revolutionary breath. Look at yourself in this moment. Ask yourself, how do you feel? All that you have is this moment. That's the only thing that's real. Look at yourself in this moment. Ask yourself, how do you feel? All that you have is this moment. That's the only thing that's real. Look at yourself in this moment. Ask yourself, how do you feel? All that you have is this moment. That's the only thing that's real. I try to focus excitement, sit in the lotus alignment. The truth is that I want to know what's inside. And the Buddha said you'll never know till you try it. So I sit in silence and steady my breathing and try to see something I never believed in. I want to know every part of my soul, part of my soul, how it develops and how it unfolds. All these emotions lock me in a prison. Soon as I notice, they're gone in an instant. Knock, knock, who's there when the door swings? Robin Hood with the arrow and the bowstrings. Look for the light at the end of the tunnel. All of the ways I defended my struggle. I am the child, I am the parent. I am illusion, I am awareness, I am the pain that I didn't take care of, that turned into all of the things that I'm scared of. What do I notice is none of it lasts, same as the lightning and thunder that crash. All of the thoughts and the feelings and fears stay for a moment and then disappear. Everything in me is naturally free, all that's required is I let it be. I am the sun, I am the storm, they call me infinite when I was born. I am enough is the mantra repeated for all of the love and compassion that's needed. And yes, I might fall again, but then I'll rise again, sitting cross-legged and closing my eyes again. And closing my eyes again, look at yourself in this moment. Ask yourself, how do you feel? All that you have is this moment. That's the only thing that's real. Look at yourself in this moment. Ask yourself, how do you feel? All that you have is this moment. That's the only thing that's real. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be filled with love. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be filled with love. Friends, this concludes the musical portion of our evening, and I look forward to hanging out with y'all some more while we shift into a little conversation. But in this moment, can you offer a kind wish or kind words to yourself? We need to make this a practice. We need to make this a habit. We need to be the epicenters of love and kindness in this world. We need to be showing ourselves love. Every time that inner voice rises to tell us that we are not good enough, that we don't have what it takes, that we won't finish our practice, that nothing good will come of this life, every time that voice arises, we hold that crying baby with love. And then we can hold all the crying babies around us, because that's all of us are. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be filled with love. And may the merit of whatever has happened here that is good increase the goodness in the world. To the ultimate liberation of all. All right. Yo, that's it. What'd y'all think?
Oh my God. So beautiful. So we're going to take a 5-minute break and then come back, and Alfonso and I will have a little bit of a conversation before we go.
Sounds good.
So much. What to say. I'm just like overwhelmed.
Likewise.
It's like hearing the Dhamma in your own language. You know, I remember one time reading an article about Martin Luther, and one of the things that he did was translated the Bible into German so that German people could actually hear or read the Bible in their own language. And it was such a phenomenal event that it changed the course of how we have come into Christianity to this day. And that's how I feel right now. I feel like I heard the Dhamma, you know, in my own language, and I can't even believe that I'm having such a profound impact on it. But I do thank you so much for that.
Oh, I'm very, very, very humbled and grateful. You know, thank you. Yeah, that's
welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about this, though, because part of why this is unique is that, so it's something to come from the world of rap and bring the Dhamma in. Like you called us, said we need to be the epicenter of love and compassion.
Yeah.
And I don't always think of rap as the epicenter of love and compassion, even though I do understand there's some love there for the world we have to live in. And it shows up in rap, which is why rap touches people so close to the heart. But how do you translate that into the Dhamma? How did you come to be able to translate that basic love into the love and compassion of Dhamma?
So there are a few different ways to answer this. I think the most important answer for me is the recognition that there is no inherent quality to anything. So, you know, so hip hop, rap as an art form is not inherently negative or positive. It simply exists as an art form, and then we can translate whatever we want to, we can transmit and translate whatever we want to transmit and translate through it. It has been hip hop, much like the Dharma has been adapted. So hip hop's origins are in the Bronx in New York, was created by a community of Latinos and Caribbeans and, you know, black and brown kids in the late 70s, early 80s. And from that small corner of brown people, just like that small corner of India, you know, it's spread, hip hop has spread everywhere, and it's in every language, and it's a fundamental part of many, many globe, of many, many countries, cultures. If there's a language, there's a rap for that. and so that speaks to the particular malleability and adaptability of this wonderful art form of hip hop, of rap. And honestly, you can rap about anything. Hip hop is at its core a storytelling art. It comes from the African roots of the talking drum and the nature of call and response and being able to say what's happening in your community, to be able to say what's happening in your mind and in your heart. And, you know, I could wax on about this because I could also talk about the difference between broccoli and Cheez-Its. They're both food, but they do different things. and there's Cheez-Its hip hop and there's broccoli hip hop, you know? So
I'm getting it, you know, because the dhamma is very transferable in that way, you know. Yeah, culturally, for sure. It can adapt to any culture in any way. So I can kind of begin to see what you mean. It's just a matter of putting your heart and intention in it. And,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's where your heart is.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you say in one of the first, I think one of the first little statements you made at the beginning that you didn't have a lot to offer, except that you were staying in the game. You're staying in the game. Mm. And that sounds like begin again. That's what it sounds like. You know, you stay in the game, you begin again, which is like a fundamental aspect of long-term Dhamma. If you're going to stay in Dhamma, you got to begin again, because we always get thrown off by whatever happens.
I can't remember the name of the Roshi who is the abbot at Zen Mountain Monastery. This is an old article, so I don't know but he was saying one time, he's like, you know, the students of mine or the monastics who come here, the ones who are always talking about their practice, about where they are in their practice and where they're getting, those are the ones who haven't gotten anywhere yet. The ones who are like, man, I don't fucking know what. I don't know if anything is even happening anymore. I'm not even sure. I'm just here. I just showed up, but I don't know. Though he's like, those are the ones that are so close to something profound, you know. So, I mean, I'm holding out hope.
I know. But, you know, it is that constantly staying in the game, beginning again, staying here, that gets us through. You don't know how you get there. You look back on it and say, yeah, I know I'm not where I was. Mm. But, you know, we don't always know how we get there, you know.
It's honestly in moments like today for me when all the tech stuff just crumbled, and the way that I honestly was about it, that I really wasn't completely undone about it. And I mean, even a month ago I probably would have been, you know. So it's those little things that kind of let me know that, yeah, you know, something's happening. Yeah,
it was the same way on our side, you know, because for those of you that don't know, Ofosu left. He signed out. And it was getting closer and closer and closer to the time for us to open the room. But there was a level of steadiness, like it's okay. If he doesn't come on right on time, then we will, I'll do the meditation and we will work out the technical difficulties live, you know, and tell her. But it didn't happen that way. But it's the reality that we were prepared for the possibility without it being like something went wrong, something bad happened. It was just, this is the way it is.
Yeah. Right now. You know, it's like uncertainty, the truth of uncertainty, like just it's uncertain. You know, that's, there's a great Thai master named Ajahn Chah, like there's this group on Facebook, this Ajahn Chah group. So I manipulated my algorithms to just show me like meditation related stuff. So it's awesome. So now my Facebook is very helpful to me as it posts. Not all the time. I still end up hate scrolling and it's terrible. But usually the first thing I'll see is like a quote from Ajahn Chah. And you know, it's usually he's like, man, the number one thing is it's all uncertain. It's just... Yeah. It's just uncertainty is the nature of it. And the more you try to build your castle on sand, you know, the more it's going to keep slipping into the ocean. So, yeah. And kindness, too, because Nana sent me a very kind message at a time where I could have been apoplectic and just wasn't. But he was like, just breathe. You know, we'll figure it out. You know, Nana, yes. Yeah, it was so much meeting the moment with presence and kindness. I mean, that's what it's about.
you're right. So, you know, one thing I noticed, I want to talk a little bit about the music, you know, because one thing I noticed, so here's the thing about rap that I'm drawn to is the way really harsh, difficult things are spoken in poems, in prose, that's the word. So it's this very difficult thing. It's spoken in prose, almost like poetry. So that poetic way of speaking of in about difficult things is what makes rap so engaging to me. And you're not saying it, we're not singing melodically. So it's not so much that there's a melodic overtone, but there is this realness about the words. So when I listen to your music similarly, there is this realness to the words and the truth of the words, and yet the words are words that I say to myself all the time. This constant repeating of the Dhamma, just the staying here, the being able to see the difference between my mind's illusion and what's actually going on for me. So that's, you know, it takes some skill to do that. I just want, in case other people don't know that, I want to make sure we're all clear. Take some skill to be able to articulate words in a way that they all blend together towards the purpose, and do it in a rhyme and do it in rhythm. Yeah. So it's rhythm, it's rhyme, and it's words, and it's a concept, and it's all put together through that rap. And so, you know, it was very impressive with the, a lot of the music. Very impressive.
Thank you so much. I want to give all credit to my parents, who instilled a love of language and music in me. And yeah, and poetry was very important to me. So I wanted to be a comic book artist. And then somebody, I was on the bus one day and someone was like, you know, they're going to be making comics with computers by the time you're old enough to do them. And I was just like, you know what, you're right. And I just gave it up. For whatever reason, that little kid's logic just completely changed the trajectory of my young life. But I still had poetry as an artistic outlet. And I love poetry, and I've read a lot of poetry. I read a lot of Edgar Allan Poe, who is a master of iambic pentameter. I've read a lot of Langston Hughes, who's and Amiri Baraka, who are very lyrical and also free-formed and yeah, and to my group of friends, my fellow artists, the artist collective and collectives that I've been deeply blessed to be a part of, you know, groups like Miscellaneous Flux, the Cornell West Theory, my friend Deborah Bond, my brother in Indigo Rose, the group I was once in, Shambhala, you know, just so I have been in the company of amazing artists who have been on a mission of love and awareness, you know, and I I've learned a lot from all of them. So I give the collective of artists that I've grown up around a lot of credit too. Yeah.
Great. That's beautiful.